This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, the number 972. This is dated Baruch Hashem Yudalef Nissan Tovshin Yudalef Tisa in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending it to Mari Sheyichya Shalom Ubracha. And they send a note. This was a letter that the Rebbe sent to various different people. It's like a Kloli Prati. He just put the names and added maybe for different people, but it was a general theme letter that the Rebbe sent to various different people. Shalom Ubracha. Peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm attaching here the booklet for Pesach that is coming upon us. And that is for the purpose that you benefit all of your surrounding area that they should study in it. And also to study it to actually do and to fulfill the conclusion of what it says there with regards to yourself and with regards to others. That is the impact of the godly soul on the animal soul, impacting on the other actually. So there's two parts of the other. There's another within yourself, which is your spiritual soul, your godly soul, on your other soul, which is the animal soul, or actually impacting other people, just influencing, being a positive influence on others. Because this that was talked about in that talk of Cholamoed Pesach, that is in that booklet, and that was said for the heads of the yeshivas, Rosh Mesifta, and the administration, Manali yeshivas, and it's spoken about America. This is a very clear instruction to each one, woman, man, woman, that has an influence, as the language of the Rebbe, of the Friedrich Rebbe, in this sicha, quoting, we need to make clear to you your responsibility, which the divine, the supreme, divine has placed upon you. You have that particular task, as is gefind sich in Ashtot a Yungamana ben Teure. That if in a city there is a young man who is a Torah, son of Torah, means a Torah Jew, darf sich dort hernas, es ist in Stadt. So that means you have to sense it. You have to hear in the city that there is such a Jew in the city. It darf nemen die Jugend in deine Hand, at kan lashon. You must take the youth in your hands. This is the language of the Rebbe saying over there. All four categories of sons and daughter are included in this. A Chacham, a Rasha, a Tam, who's a Tipish, v'she'eni de'elishel. There's no exception. As it says in the verse, v'arbe ezari. I will increase his seed, meaning all kinds of various different kinds of seed. Through taking, say, you're taking it, the Rebbe uses the Lushan, that he was Nemen. Nemen means to take the Jugend. You must take in. This is Rebbe is emphasizing the word. And the proper approach that fits to each one and one. So then you extend, and the blessing that it's in the end of the Sikha takes place, is fulfilled. That Hashem gives you, blessed Hashem gives you success, that you can fulfill this mission and this service with blessings for a Pesach, a festival of Pesach, Kosher v'Sameach, and also regards to the entire group over there. And the bottom over here, the Rebbe adds, I did receive pleasantly the information and the protocol from Rebbe Yomin Garadetsky about the work that you do in addition to what you wrote to me. He has reported to the work that you do. The Rebbe says one should always go more in Kodesh, is Mailin B'Kodesh. You keep on increasing when it talks about holy matters. Since it's impossible to encompass all that needs a kosher chinuch, now in our circumstances right now, it's understood. It's the kedima, which the din kedima, which has priority, is those that have no blemish, which means like mixing holy with Kodesh that learn Hebrew and English together, or those that have no education at all. In other words, some people learn only Hebrew. Okay, the most vulnerable ones, I guess, as the ones who don't have any Hebrew education, or the ones that learn things mixed. Those are the ones that mostly need, I guess, I understand what it is. The Rebbe says, pay as much attention to prepare proper teachers and guidance counselors by giving special courses that is fitting to teach, so that you can create a generation of teachers. And the Rebbe says that the festival of Pesach, he's connecting it to Pesach over here, because this is right before Pesach. So the Rebbe says that Pesach is different from all other sacrifices in the fact that eating of it is a main part. The other korbanos is sacrificing the blood, that's the main thing. But by Pesach, the main purpose is bol achila, it's for the eating, the actuality, which means to say, it teaches us that it's not the spiritual thoughts and action, but it's the action, the poel mamash, the action, to impact the physical body, to eat the Kodesh in physical life. Similarly to what it's written in the introduction to the booklet with regards to matzah from the Hemshech V'Kocha HaGodl. So basically, as the Rebbe always demanded, the Rebbe says it's not about the speech, it's not about the ideas, it's not about talking about it, it's about practical, actually down to earth, going out there and working and bringing in this youth and to providing the education for all what they need.